Thomas Edison was one of the world's great scientists. Some 120 years have passed since he invented the light bulb, during which time it has become completely indispensable. Today, millions of tiny bulbs such as this one work together to illuminate huge cities. Light has become one of the most important symbols of this civilization. However, there is another source of light. Let us now concentrate on this tiny light shining in the dark. It is powerful and effective. However, the source of this light is very different from the bulb. In fact, it is not a thing at all, but a creature, a firefly. This tiny creature produces light within its body, yet it possesses no bulb. Nor does it use electricity. Yet it possesses an even more powerful technology. It is more effective than a bulb, which turns only 10% of the energy that reaches it into light. The other 90% turning into heat and disappearing. The firefly, on the other hand, produces nearly 100% light from its energy. The reason for this is the flawless design of its light production system. Its body contains a special chemical called luciferin and an enzyme by the name of luciferase. When light is to be produced, these two chemicals combine and in their combination emit energy in the form of light. These complex molecules have been specially designed to emit light. The place of every atom that makes up these molecules has been established in accordance with this plan. There is no doubt that this biochemical design is no coincidence. It has been specially created in the same way as Allah has given all living things their own different qualities. So has he taught the firefly how to create light. So, what does the firefly do with the light it creates through such an advanced technology? In order to find the answer to that question, we must examine closely a swarm of fireflies. Those images make us feel we are walking beneath the stars. However, what you are seeing are not stars, but hundreds of thousands of fireflies. These lights are of great importance to fireflies. Communication. Throughout history, man has employed various means to communicate. One of these is Morse code, which consists of mixed short and long signals and is used in telegrams. Fireflies use light signals to communicate in a similar way to Morse code. The male firefly turns his light on and off to send a message to the female. This message contains a particular code. And the female uses the same code to send a message back to the male. As a result of these reciprocal messages, males and females come together. From the moment it is born, each firefly knows how to send messages in this manner and how to understand the messages sent by other fireflies. In short, each of the thousands of fireflies we see together on dark nights is a wonder of design. The creator of this extraordinary system is Allah, the creator of all living things. Some nights in the Bermuda Gulf, a light show takes place. Sometime after the sun has set, fascinating lights appear on the surface of the water. These lights belong to surfacing female sea worms. The female mixes two chemical liquids that she produces in her body. These creatures know, in a miraculous way, how to use chemicals to produce light. The end result is this light show. The females do this in order to attract the attention of males. The creatures approaching, with small bright lights, are male sea worms. Ten minutes later, the surface is covered with hundreds of females emitting bright lights. If the moon comes out from behind the clouds and illuminates the water, they go back down into the depths of the ocean. 20 minutes later, the show is over. If we wish to see the real place where animals use light to communicate, then we have to go to the darkest place on Earth, the depths of the ocean. This submarine was specially designed to be able to dive to depths of some 600 meters. The sun's rays cannot penetrate below 200 meters. Here is the darkest place on Earth. The pressure is 20 times higher than that at sea level. You might think that nothing could live in these conditions. Yet a fascinating picture emerges when a light signal is given from outside the sub. What you see are living things that reply to light, with light, and that communicate by means of producing light in this darkness. Looking at these creatures close up, you see the magnificent art of Allah's creation. These amazing creatures giving off this red light are a species of jellyfish. The light show from another species higher up is just like an art gallery. The lights of the sub need to be turned off to fully appreciate the show. Here is a wonderful creature which shines with the light it itself produces. This is another sea creature that swims around emitting light. Nobody knows what these lights signify. These creatures are all jellyfish. Their bodies are soft and flaccid. None of them possess reason or intelligence, nor do they know how the light in their bodies is formed. It is completely irrational to think that such complex creatures possessing such delicate systems could have come into being by chance. There is no doubt that these creatures were created to a special design. That is why this light show from hundreds of meters beneath the surface of the sea reveals to us God's infinite might and artistry. He creates uniquely. Everything on the earth and in the oceans belongs to Him, and He possesses infinite wisdom and knowledge. In a verse it is said, He is Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Giver of Form. To Him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Everybody has seen the tiny creature known as the spider many times in his life. Perhaps in the house, out in the countryside, or in the garden. This tiny creature attracts very few people's serious attention, yet it is one of the perfect manifestations of Allah's art of creation. We shall have to examine the spider a little closer in order to see this. The first thing that comes to mind when one thinks about spiders are their webs. These webs are marvels of design. A spider's web contains its own architectural blueprint and the engineering calculations to accompany it. If we enlarge the spider to the size of a human being, the web it weaves would be around 150 meters high. That is the same height as a 50-story skyscraper. If a spider were so large as to be capable of making a 50-meter wide web, the web would be strong enough to stop even a jumbo jet. So, how do spiders weave webs with these properties? In order to succeed, the spider first needs to draw up a blueprint, just like an architect. That is because an architectural structure of such size and strength is impossible without a blueprint. After the blueprint has been ready, the spider needs to calculate what loads will be placed on what areas of the web, just like a construction engineer. Otherwise, the web would just collapse. When one considers how the spider weaves its web, a real miracle emerges. The spider first casts a silk it has spun into the air, and air currents then carry it to a fixed point where it can stick. Then the construction work begins. It can take an hour or more to weave a web. You are now watching the process speeded up by a factor of 60. The spider first pulls strong, tense threads from the center outwards, thus preparing the skeleton of the web. It then uses a loose and sticky thread to complete links from the outside in. And now the trap is ready. The thread the spider uses is just as much a miracle as the web itself. Spider silk is 5 times stronger than a steel thread of the same thickness. It has a tensile force of 150,000 kilograms per square meter. If a rope 30 centimeters in diameter were made out of spider silk, it could bear the weight of 150 cars. Scientists took spider silk as a model when producing the substance known as Kevlar, which is used in the production of bulletproof jackets. A bullet traveling at 150 meters a second can tear apart most things with which it comes into contact, but not fabric made from Kevlar. Spider silk, however, is 10 times stronger than Kevlar. It is also thinner than human hair, lighter than cotton, and stronger than steel, and is recognized as the strongest material in the world. Steel, which is one of the strongest materials available to man, is produced in heavy industrial facilities using iron, in furnaces at temperatures of thousands of degrees. It is specially designed to be highly resistant. And is used in wide structures, tall buildings, and to build bridges. The spider produces a material that is 5 times stronger than steel, yet it possesses neither furnaces nor technology. It is a tiny creature with no intellectual ability. It is a great miracle that a tiny creature like that should produce a thread tougher than steel and erect structures using this thread in the same way as architects and engineers do. People generally think of spiders as creatures that use webs to catch their prey. This species, called Dinopis, however, does not wait for the prey to get caught in the web, but constructs a moving trap. It produces special threads by making 200 brush strokes a minute. It then adds the threads to each other in an intelligent plan. Then the deadly trap is ready. It lies in ambush in a place where insects frequently pass. Its sharp eyes make out the slightest movement. It then wraps its prey up in special silk. The spider catches more than one victim in a night and weaves a separate web for each one. This web is a real wonder of design. The prey has no chance to escape. The hunting method of the bolas spider is another miracle of creation. This spider uses an irresistible method for attracting its prey, the male moth. Again, it produces a thread that is stronger than steel inside its body. This thread is covered with sticky droplets. It then dangles the thread from a tree as if it were a fishing rod, making little casts and waiting patiently, just like an angler. The spider has an ingenious trick for attracting its prey. Female moths release the hormone pheromone to attract male moths to them. The spiders reproduce this smell and place it at the end of their traps. The male moth cannot resist the trap. When the moth approaches, the spider starts to wave the thread like a lasso. And the plan has worked. The prey is caught. On the screen, you can now see the chemical formula of the pheromone given off by female moths. The substance has a distinct chemical formula and is only to be found in female moths. We would have to go through a number of stages in an advanced chemical laboratory if we wanted to reproduce the same chemical. If we imagine the spider uses its own intelligence to reproduce this hormone, then it would have to follow the same path. It would first have to find a female moth and learn how it attracts male moths. It would then have to take a sample of the pheromone from the female moth. It would have to study it. And carry out lab tests according to the formula it finds. Then it would have to attach the resulting chemical to the end of its lasso. However, this tiny spider possesses neither the intelligence to follow such a procedure, nor the education, nor a chemical laboratory. So how has this spider managed to reproduce that pheromone just like a chemist? How did it come to think of sticking it on the end of its thread? Such questions lead us to an evident truth. The chemical pheromone, the moths that produce it, and the spiders that use it for hunting were all brought into being by Allah. These examples once again reveal the art of creation of Allah, Lord of the entire universe and of all living things in it. Another species that uses a very intelligent technique to catch its prey is the trapdoor spider. Instead of using a web like other spiders, this species attacks from beneath the ground. It first digs itself a burrow in the ground and then makes a round cover for its lair using silk and pieces of earth. It sticks one edge of the cover to the ground like a hinge. It stretches taut threads outward from its lair and then camouflages the threads and the entrance to its lair with earth or leaves. Thanks to this system, it can feel the smallest vibration outside its lair and head straight for the source of it. The trap is now ready. The insect approaches with no idea that anything is wrong and falls prey to the spider. Here, an ant is confidently walking over flowers. This flower is the spider's booby trap. But how could a spider with no power of thought and reasoning have had the idea of preparing a trap and then installing an early warning system outside it? Who taught it to hide its lair by imitating the flowers on the ground? And what is even more interesting is the fact that every spider born knows its own species' hunting technique. This young bolus spider has made its first lasso. The spider is even smaller than your fingertip, and the lasso tinier than the head of a pin. This newly born Dinopus spider has woven a miniature web. The baby spider is an engineer from the moment it comes into the world. The presence of a number of young in a small area can lead to small hitches. But eventually everything starts to function like clockwork. These baby spiders will soon leave their mother to make their own nests. There is no doubt that this shows that spiders are inspired to weave webs and build traps. Neither is there any doubt that it was Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, who creates these creatures with these wonderful features and inspires them what to do. -55 degrees Celsius is a baking hot temperature. Endless sand dunes stretch away into the distance. There are sandstorms that swallow up everything they come across and make breathing impossible. The desert means inevitable death for an unprotected human being caught in it. Only vehicles specially built for the purpose can survive in these desert conditions. Any vehicle intended to work in the baking conditions of the desert has to be designed to withstand them and to be impervious to sandstorms. Furthermore, it has to be able to travel long distances with very little fuel and consuming little water. The machine best able to withstand these difficult conditions is not a vehicle at all, but an animal. The camel has served desert peoples throughout history and has almost become a symbol of the desert. The heat of the desert is deadly to other creatures. Apart from a few insects, reptiles, and some other tiny animals, no animal can live there. The camel is the only large creature to survive there. Allah has created it especially to live in the desert and to serve mankind. In fact, Allah draws attention to the creation of the camel in the verse, "Have they not looked at the camel, how it was created? When we look at how the camel was created, we see that every detail of it is a miracle of creation. The most important thing in the burning heat of the desert is to drink, but it is difficult to find water there. It is also practically impossible to find anything to eat in the endless sand. That being the case, any animal that can live there has to be able to withstand hunger and thirst. And indeed, the camel has been created resistant to both. The camel can survive up to 8 days in 50 degrees temperatures without eating or drinking. When the camel, which can go without drinking for long periods, does find a source of water, it stores it up. Camels can drink up to a third of their body weight of water in 10 minutes. That means up to 130 liters in one go. The storage area is the camel's hump. Some 40 kilograms of fat are stored there. Thanks to this, the camel can travel for days in the desert without eating anything. Most of the food sources in the desert are dry and thorny. Yet the camel's digestive system has been created according to these harsh conditions. The animal's teeth and lips are constructed to enable the animal to eat even sharp thorns with ease. Its stomach, which has a special design of its own, is strong enough to digest almost all plants in the desert. Desert winds suddenly arise, generally in the wake of sandstorms. The sharp sand suffocates and blinds. But Allah has created a special protective system in the camel to enable it to withstand these difficult conditions. The eyelids of the camel protect the animal's eyes from dust and grains of sand. However, they are also transparent, and that enables it to see even with its eyes closed. Its long, thick eyelashes are created so as to prevent dust from getting into the eyes. There is also a special design in the camel's nose. When sandstorms blow, it closes its nostrils with special lids. One of the greatest dangers facing any vehicle traveling in the desert is becoming stuck in the sand. But no such danger faces the camel, even though it carries loads weighing hundreds of kilograms, because the camel's feet are specially created for the desert. The animal's wide toes stop it sinking into the sand and function like snowshoes. Its long legs keep its body away from the burning heat of the desert floor. Its body is covered in thick, hard fur. This protects the animal both from the burning rays of the sun and from the desert chill after the sun sets. Some parts of its body are covered in thick protective layers of skin. These thick layers are placed in those regions that will come into contact with the ground when it sits on the scorching sand. This prevents the camel's skin from burning. These thick layers of skin are not calluses that develop over time. The camel is born with them. This special design brings out the perfection of creation in the camel. Let us consider all the features of the camel at which we have been looking. The special system that enables it to withstand thirst. The humps that enable it to go without eating. Its foot structure that stops it sinking into the sand. Its transparent eyelids and the eyelashes that protect its eyes from the sand. Its nose with its special anti-sandstorm design. The structure of its mouth, lips and teeth, which enables it to eat thorns and desert plants. Its digestive system that permits it to digest almost anything. The special calluses that protect its skin from the scorching sand. The specially designed fur that protects it from both hot and cold. None of these can be explained by the logic of the theory of evolution. And these and all its other features reveal one evident truth. The camel was specially created by Allah to live in the desert and serve the people there. In this film, we have engaged in a voyage from the depths of the oceans to scorching deserts and Amazon rainforests. The creatures we have seen on that voyage have allowed us to witness a very important fact. The might of Allah and the splendor of His creation are manifest in all corners of the world, and His wisdom encompasses everything. Allah reveals this in a verse. Your only deity is Allah. There is no deity but Him. He encompasses all things in His knowledge.